Members of the Saudi royal family will begin this fall an unusual long-distance learning program. Created by George Washington University in Washington, D.C., the program is designed for Saudi royals who are reluctant to travel to the United States but who want a four-year degree from a U.S. university. The university says it is adapting to new realities in a security-conscious world, but there is some skepticism in the halls of academe. From member station WAMU, Nancy Marshall reports.
The Saudi royal family brought the idea to George Washington University, or GW as it's known. After several months of discussions, GW produced a long-distance learning arrangement for fewer than a dozen college-age Saudi family members. An online curriculum will be created for them. The required courses for their majors will be put into an online format, and they'll receive George Washington University diplomas. Some of the professors involved in the program may travel to Saudi Arabia, and there will be an administrator there to coordinate the program. Officials at GW won't say how much the Saudis are paying for the arrangement, but the feeling on campus is it must be a lot.
You know, my thoughts of GW, just off the bat, I think it's about money.
Jason Alexanian is a 21-year-old senior from Boston.
Something like maybe the Saudi family would be giving them a large sum of money in order to do this, because I don't think they go out of their way for any other families like that.
And this isn't just any family. The nearly 40,000 members of the Saudi family control much of the country's wealth and occupy most positions of power. After the September 11th terrorist attacks, the Saudi government was criticized for its tolerance toward Islamic extremists. William Frawley, the dean of George Washington University's Columbian College of Arts and Sciences, is the architect of the Saudi online program. He says it's understandable that the Saudis would not want to travel to the U.S. to study. Frawley says the university set up the correspondence course to solve a problem for the Saudis, not to make money.
Opportunities come up like this which could engage a kind of opportunistic response. We're not interested in opportunistic responses. We're interested as an education that's built out of ideas and principle, acting on the basis of principle. In all ways, this program meets those principles.
Michigan State University education professor David Labery studies the history and sociology of American education. He says these days raising revenue is a legitimate principle in itself.
Universities are hard-pressed to stand on principle these days because their funding is highly dependent upon tuition dollars. They don't have such a strong base of support from the state that they can afford to ignore the pressures that come from tuition-paying customers.
Labery says those pressures have led some universities to inflate grades and erode educational integrity. Labery doubts that any of the Saudis will fail their GW correspondence course.
This would be a wonderful follow-up study, wouldn't it, to see what happens in 4 years and see if it's actually possible to fail in a program tailored for you in this way. My guess is that it would be extremely difficult.
But Dean Frawley says GW will maintain the same standards for the Saudi online program as it does on campus. He says the Saudis will have to meet GW's admission standards and fulfill all of the course requirements for their majors. Frawley says he's proud of the university for responding creatively to the challenges of a post-September 11th world.
What am I supposed to do as the dean? When people come in to me with interesting ideas, should I listen to what they have to say and see how they work with where we're going? I think you always have to be open to these kinds of things.
Frawley says GW would be open to creating more special correspondence courses for other foreign students who are reluctant to come to the U.S. to study or can't get a student visa because of tighter security in the U.S., since the 9/11 attacks. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall.